The Clinton administration continues to wait for Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to respond to its latest proposals for reaching a final peace deal with Israel. President Clinton had hoped to bring the two sides to Washington this weekend for one last summit before he leaves office 3 weeks from now. Israel says it will accept the U.S. ideas that the Palestinians will, but as Arafat hesitates, the Israelis appear to be backtracking. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in Jerusalem. Why are the Palestinians hesitating?
Well, they've listed a number of problems they have with the latest proposals. Among them are the idea for an Israeli quarter that would slice the West Bank in half, the proposal to keep militant Jewish settlers in Hebron for another 20 years. Their biggest complaint is Israel's refusal to accept the right of return of millions of Palestinian refugees to come back. Analysts say that Palestinians may be holding out for a better deal, that they do see an evolution in Israel's attitude. One analyst told me he senses that over time, more and more Israelis seem to come to a realization that there won't be a real peace until there is an end to all Israeli occupation in the territories. So essentially, there's a sense that time is on their side and they may just want more of it to press for more demands.
And the reaction from the Israelis?
Well, for Israelis opposed to a lot of the concessions already on the table, this just fuels their opposition even more. They adhere to the notion that Palestinians may never be satisfied. Even among left-wing Israelis who are very much in favor of the concessions, however painful, that are now out there, there's a sense that Israel is offering as much as it ever would. The complaint about Israel not wanting to accept millions of Palestinian refugees is considered just unrealistic across the political spectrum here. One dovish minister called it national suicide for the Jewish state. What seems to be clear, particularly to Israelis, is that what's on the table now is certainly closer than the two sides have ever been before, as President Clinton pointed out yesterday, and as one editorial in an Israeli newspaper today put it, an opportunity not to be missed.
Well, if there's going to be a Clinton peace deal, time's running out.
It certainly is, and it's also running out possibly for Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Barak. There's a clear sense in Israel this is a crucial moment. There are elections scheduled for February 6th here. Barak wants a peace deal to make the vote a referendum, essentially to give voters a choice, war or peace. His opponent is the hardliner opposition leader Ariel Sharon, very much opposed to many of the concessions being talked about. Also, it's not clear that incoming President Bush will be willing to invest as much effort into this. If there's not a deal now, many believe the whole peace process could go on ice for a very long time.
And more violence.
As a series of bombs yesterday provided evidence of, yes, there is very much a threat of more violence. The intifada could continue. And we're seeing more sophisticated guerrilla-like tactics. It's not the suicide bombers we saw a few years ago here. Yesterday, security sources say that the bombs appear to have been set off by remote using cellular telephones. Also, at a checkpoint in the Gaza Strip, while Israeli soldiers were trying to deactivate one bomb, a bomb nearby is said to have been detonated. Tactics really similar to what we saw Hezbollah guerrillas use in Lebanon, a bit of an ominous evolution, really.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem.